The West Live. The West Live. With Jenna Clark.
There's currently a young mum stranded in the United Kingdom after travelling there for her dad's funeral. She's now desperate to get home to her family, including her little two-year-old son. But to do that, she's been told by Qatar Airlines she'll have to pay $15,000 to upgrade. Joining me now is aviation editor for the West Australian, Geoffrey Thomas. Geoffrey, is this price gouging?
Look, on the surface of it, Jenna, it would seem to be price gouging, but it's anything but. The problem for the airlines, first of all, the world's airlines are expected to lose $84 billion this year. Their revenues cut by half a trillion dollars. So, I mean, there is blood everywhere when it comes to airlines, as we've seen with Virgin Australia. But let's get back to Qatar and this poor lady's predicament. The situation is the government has, because of the coronavirus outbreak in Victoria, which is spread right around the country, except for Western Australia and Northern Territory, it's capped the number of people who can come into the country. So all of a sudden, Qatar, which has done a remarkable job of keeping the flights around the world going, it's one of the few airlines that have continued to fly and repatriate people, has been forced to cut the number of the flights inbound, a number of people on the flights inbound, down to about 40 or something like 30 or 40 people.
Wow.
Now, that's the problem. So they've got to charge a higher fare because they can't carry all the people that they would normally be carrying. So, you know, their view is, look, you know, we can't make a massive, you know, we're already losing money. We can't make a massive loss on flying these planes basically empty to Perth. We've got to charge a higher fare. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, one could argue that the government, having put these new restrictions on the number of passengers who can fly inbound, they should be footing the bill for these people who are stranded in this particular case. I mean, in one case, they're arguing, well, you've had 6 months to get back. It's your problem. But in this particular case, with this particular lady who went to London for her father's funeral, I understand her circumstance is different. And the government should step in my view, the government should step in and pay the bill.
Yeah, well, I think just to recap, this lovely lady went to the UK for her dad's funeral. It was a planned 10-day round trip. She had a return flight and an exemption all ready to go. And I guess now she just cannot get back because of all of this. So we had, I think I read something on over the weekend that there were only 50 passengers on board an Emirates flight that landed in Perth on Saturday, and only 13 international flights will land in Perth this week. So in terms of when we say the government should pay, do we say it is it a Qatar? Like, is it there? They have to take care of it? Or I guess how?
No, I'm talking about the Australian government. The Australian government's put the restriction on and they've said, look, you know, because of changing circumstances here, we're restricting the number of passengers who can actually fly in. Now, these airlines are saying, well, that's all very well. You want us to keep the lines of communication open. You want us to continue these services. Qantas isn't. Qantas has said, look, hey, there's no way we can make money on this. We're grounding all our aircraft and we're not flying any international flights at all. So, you know, Qatar and Emirates and others, particularly Qatar, have kept flying, taking food out. They're helping exporters by taking food out as well, chilled lamb and things like that. So, you know, services, they've done an incredible job. But when you all of a sudden say, look, the maximum number of passengers, as you suggest, is 50, then all of a sudden the whole economics of flying, you know, what are very large aeroplanes, just completely go out the door. And they'll be losing a fortune if they didn't charge a higher fare.
Yeah, for sure.
So the view would be, well, in this particular lady's circumstances, I believe she has a claim against the government to say, well, hang on, you know, you slapped this restriction on when I was away now I've got to pay this higher fare. It's not fair. And, you know, I think that that should be the case.
Yeah, I think she's probably just one of many of the, these type of stories where, you know, life, there's always going to be little hiccups and things pop up. And I know a lot of people trying to get over east and back home, there's always always going to be things that pop up.
Absolutely, Jenna. There's people everywhere that are falling through the cracks. I mean, the government's done a fantastic job so far, but there are people everywhere that have fallen through the cracks of what they've tried to do.
I guess just focusing on Virgin, we had the news out last week that they will be slashing staff, and also Qantas, as you've said before, are not doing those repatriation flights anymore because it's just not viable. Moving forward, we saw over the weekend that the WA government could be considering not lifting the interstate border until mid-next year, and we're hearing that international trips may be off the menu until at least 2022. Is it viable that that Virgin and Qantas can continue?
Look, I believe it is. What they've got to do is focus on intra-state flights. Like, I mean, I know that the Perth-Broome service at the moment is one of Qantas' best. So what it needs is some more innovation. Now, you know, both Virgin and Qantas, for instance, should say, well, okay, Perth to Broome's working really well. Why don't we put a new service on Kalgoorlie to Broome? Why don't we put a service on from Albany to Broome, or to Exmouth, or to up to the Coral Coast? I mean, there's all sorts of things that they could do now that they have to focus on intrastate flights. I mean, up till a month ago, we were looking at opening our own borders I think it was August the 8th or 18th, something like that. The Victorian situation just blew that all away. So the airlines were planning to have interstate flights flowing, and they, and Qantas had said that they would have, by the end of July, 40% of their domestic network operating. Well, the reality is they've got 20% of it operating, and Virgin will be in the same position. So they've got to look at intrastate. They've got to look at within Queensland, within New South Wales, within Western Australia, to try and generate traffic, try to move people around. You know, for instance, you know, the Perth-Kununurra flights being subsidised by the government. That's fantastic. There needs to be more of that to get people, you know, in, not only just in Perth, but in the regions, as I suggested, you know, Kalgoorlie-Kununurra, Kalgoorlie-Broome. There's people who want to travel, absolutely. The distance, of course, is a huge issue. So, look, I believe they will, you know, both airlines will fly through this. Both are very well financed now, particularly Qantas. I mean, the bottom line is they have to fly through it, and that's all there is to it. And if there was any situation where they weren't, the government would have to step in to support them.
Yeah, for sure. Is Antarctica, I know Qantas are doing a number of flights down to Antarctica, is that travel without really travelling too far? Could that be on the cards for someone like Qantas?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they were doing it with the 747, but all the 747s have now gone. So they're now going to do it with 787.
Oh, wow.
Which is actually a fabulous platform. Yes, that was announced late last week. So they're doing one service from Perth on Australia Day, the 26th of January. And the 787, with its huge windows, it's almost got, for the size of the number of passengers, it's almost got twice the window area of any other aeroplane.
Wow.
So from a viewing platform perspective, absolutely stunning views from a 787. So that will be a really exciting trip to do, and you don't land anywhere.
It's just a bit of a round trip, really.
and for those who are wondering, there's actually six runways down there that you can actually land on, but you don't want to land. That would be a fabulous trip, and I expect it to sell out very, very quickly.
For sure. Well, aviation editor at the West Australian, Geoffrey Thomas, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Jenna.